Blog Talk Radio.
Cut this shit off. Yeah. That's what I gotta do like that. 267, what's up, bro? Are you there or not? Must not. Okay, I ain't playing. Check game. Do any of you guys, I mean, I'm serious. Do any of you care about what you know versus what you think you know? I care about that kind of goddamn shit. Now, I wonder, do any of you know what the word obligation means? Obligation means that something I said to you about this, you accepted as true and decided or accepted the responsibility of doing it. Now, once you say, okay, bud, you ain't got to worry about it because I got it. Once you say that, you're obligated. You obligated to do it. When you're obligated to do something and you don't do it, not only have you failed yourself, and in my example, me, but you failed deterred a lot of the possibility of your growth. Now, the thing is, when you accept an obligation, whatever it is becomes incumbent on you getting it done. Now, when you have women, well, I guess I should say, with you new wave males of today, when you have a woman, you're obligated to this abba-dabba. Not the woman or women, you know. There's obligations to women and many other things that I'm not really going to, you know, talk about right now. Because they're not in the prioritized obligation status that this abba-dabba demands. Otherwise, you may be preparing for something to do with your girl. Now, you may feel obligated to do this. Maybe it's her birthday, and she's been being cool. So you didn't tell her, we're going to, you know, whoop it up on your birthday. And it's her birthday, and she's expecting it, and as time is going by, you come into her house. Even in that case, I'm telling you, the obligation to yourself and this game outweighs the obligation to her. Because what if, unexpectedly, you get a call from some work you put in, and you on your way to get this route and do woo-woo with her? Do you, like, ignore this route? You can. She's just a bitch. You know, she want to fuck with me, she can call me later. But the game is going to punish you if you do that. Not only is that bitch not going to call you later, she's going to get with some other motherfucker, and you're going to see that motherfucker getting paid. Now, to me, if I got that call, I tell that bitch I was coming to get it. And I call that bitch I was going to see, and let her know this game, man. You know how this game is. I'm going to dictate you. If you want to wait on me, cool. You know, I will come back. You know that. But I ain't about to miss this bitch. I'm obligated to this game. I'm not obligated to her. And when she fuck with me, she know that. Or she accepts that. So, what I'm saying is this. when you dedicate yourself to the life we live or I live, there are things that come with it. And only dealing with a woman who's playing by these rules is a woman you can fuck with. Because if they ain't playing by these rules, you're going to continuously have problems. 202, I see you, baby. What's, hold on, got there. What's up, 202?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing, man. Come on.
I was wondering, in the scenario that you just presented, when you said you were on your way to see a young lady and then you got a phone call from one, right? Wouldn't that be almost considered, you know, looking past one to get at another one? You could potentially lose both of them.
Hey, hold on. You can think of a lot of things to say right there, but this is the one thing that overrules anything you would say. When you accept this pivot, if that's the case, or if you accept that you're the motherfucker that having bitches, not a bitch, you are obligated to representing that overall. Because if you don't represent that, you can't have bitches.
Yeah.
You'll only be able to have one bitch. That's why all these motherfuckers today, that's what they got, one bitch. Man, when I was out there, man, none of us had one bitch. Having one is too close to none.
Yeah, right, two is too close to few.
I'm just saying, man, you know, I ain't rhyming. I'm just telling you the truth.
I know exactly
this shit is real. This shit is real, man. And if you deal with it as a motherfucker say it without watering it down, you'll see you got a way tougher bitch than you thought you had. They ain't tough because y'all ain't making them show you shit. Man, if that bitch, if that motherfucker that I called, look, baby, I know I'm supposed to be coming to celebrate your birthday, but man, the game showed up. I ain't even got to tell her what's going on. She going to say, all right. And if she don't, I'm going to tell her, you know what, bitch, fuck you. Go to work, and I see your motherfucking ass when I get off from what I'm doing. It's either or. And she know it. She know it. She going to either accept it. Well, okay, daddy, I'll be here when you put your work, get done putting your work in. Because I want to fuck with you. Well, okay, bitch, that's how you do. Because the only way you're going to fuck with me is show me you want to fuck with me. Don't be trying to make me not be me to fuck with you. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
You better get
that
game
that
I just
right
dropped on
you, bro. I peeped it, man. It's John Gentry, man. It's Jonathan Gentry, man. It's always a pleasure, bud.
You know it. See, that was a good question, and I'm glad he asked it. Because all of y'all needed that explanation. But let me tell you something, fellas. See, I'm the kind of dude, I'm like this here. If I put in some work 3 days ago, man, I didn't forget about it. But I don't expect that bitch to forget about talking to me. So what I'm saying is I ain't even worried about her calling me. Because if she called me, when she called me, I'm going to pick right up from where it was like I just left her just now. And you know why I'm going to do that? Because that's real. I ain't motherfucking taking no shortcuts. That's why I don't need none of this bullshit you motherfuckers need. I don't need nobody to call and put them up on what I'm doing so I know the right move to make. Shit, I can have on pajamas and just went to get me some Swishers and see me a fly bitch and catch her motherfucking ass. I ain't caring because it ain't about all that. Now, I said that to ask you, I wonder who do you know that knows how to fuck with bitches? Who do you know? I'm just saying, nah, you don't think of that shit. Now one of you motherfuckers know, now motherfucker, who know how to fuck with bitches. That's why none of you guys know how to fuck with bitches. Think about this. Are you scared to handle a real woman? Or do you just fuck with bitches who don't do shit for you? I'm just saying. A real woman gonna do some shit for you. But these bitches ain't gonna do nothing but give you some pussy. So what would you think of a woman of yours, not yours, of who you actually fucks with, and then you find out she fuck other motherfuckers without getting shit but a nut? What would you do? What would you think of? Let me show you how cold this game is. Flip the coin and you'll see yourself, you chippy ass motherfucker. I'm just saying, this game I spit is going to see a rebirth within a few years because I'm real and I'm being paid attention to by some motherfuckers that's putting it down. Young niggas. So what I'm saying is, see, you will fuck a bitch ain't doing shit for you and think that bitch fucking a dude that ain't doing shit for her. She's a tramp. She ain't shit. What the fuck is you? You a chippy ass nigga. Period. See, I got OG friends, you know, who they had the way paved for them. And they had the nuts to follow the paved way. A few years, maybe 30 years went by, and the game suffered. Drugs, lack of confidence in the game, and the lack of belief in manhood. All this shit played a part in making the game fucking suck. But with the help of successful OGPs like myself, like folks, like Tay, like Philmo Slim, and many, 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 many motherfuckers that I ain't gonna even name. There's so many of us lacing you motherfuckers now with little nuggets that the real wise youngster is going to get it. See, because there's a lot of young dudes out there who want the real, and them motherfuckers are listening to us. Like my nigga Young Ramsey. The nigga say, no side pieces for kings. Full course meals only. Man, I love that saying. No side pieces for kings. Because that's all you motherfuckers talking about. You think that's slick? Say that shit around Ramsey. Oh, you motherfucking peon. I don't have no motherfucking side pieces. Every bitch I fuck with is mine. I don't care if it's 29 of them. Shit. I'm going to just say, I say the same thing, just in a different way. I'm going to include what you call those fools who have side pieces. And the worst thing to be called in my day was a chippy. A chippy is a person, male or female, claiming some shit, claiming this abadabba, but they'll just go fuck whoever for free. Now, if you could tell a bitch to never fuck a trick without getting paid, don't you think she should expect you not to fuck a bitch without having her ass paying you? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Pat. Except for you today, motherfuckers. That's why you ain't got no respect. Them bitches don't respect no motherfucker with no principles. I know, it's a new day, Rosebud, and we can't go as hard as you went. Yeah, I know, right. I know every goddamn thing, but what I don't know every goddamn thing, but what I do know is what many of you motherfuckers don't know. And that's when to shut the fuck up and listen. That's as important as knowing the right shit to say. Some fools do not know when to shut up. Now, we also know what we want. I'm telling you, if we do you, please leave all of the acting and all that other bullshit at home. Denzel Washington is a great actor, but he would have a hard time playing a role like what we were playing in this series, because it wasn't acting. If it wasn't in you, you couldn't do it. Otherwise, Denzel always taking roles that fit him, quiet man, calculating, motherfucking, don't really, you know, fuck with me. Now, when the script calls for that character, they rush to Denzel. But he don't win shit for many of those roles. Now, Training Day, where he played a character we weren't really used to seeing him play. Now, he was acting there, and he nailed it. That's because he can act. Actors who need guidelines are not a good fit for real life street shit. Why? Especially pimp shit. Because we from the streets, but we're fully functional when it comes to big business. Now, I've found the character can be interpreted to the actor's comfort. But the scene must be done the way the director sees it. That's why I'm so serious about my shit. I learned that shit. On another note, when are you motherfuckers going to register at Sidewalk University? There's only 2 weeks left in this semester. You can get that $800 deal if you, you know, jump on it. And you ain't got to jump on it. You can wait till the semester and afterwards and pay the full price. Because what I'm saying is you better get with me. You know, when you a doer and not a sayer, you'll need to make sacrifices. Sometimes it's as little as just getting up earlier than normal. And sometimes it's a decision to cut one of your friends loose. Now, these kind of decisions or what make you grow. I say decide, motherfucker. I have. And I've decided to keep chasing the motherfucking ghost I have been chasing. I have been chasing this motherfucker since I left the game. I have captured portions, parts. Not ever have I captured that ghost in this phase of my life. And what I'm saying is I'm not afraid because I didn't call ghosts before. Been standing right next to that motherfucker and didn't catch his ass for another year. When I became Rosewood, I caught a ghost. There is a new and more elusive ghost out there for me to chase, and I've been chasing that motherfucker. And I have that motherfucker, not cornered, but I know what area he'll be at particular times. And I'm closing in on that motherfucker. So what's getting up a little early compared to catching that fucking ghost? Shit. I'm a doer who dreams of things to accomplish. Not a sayer who say the same shit I say, but that's it. That motherfucker's done after he say it. Shh. Fuck that. He gets thrills from saying what he'll do. I get pleasure in doing what I say. It's almost the best feeling I can get these days. You know I don't fucking do no drugs. Oh, I will. Oh, shit, man. I let that motherfucking screen go blank. Ain't nobody up here. I don't do no fucking drugs, but I do drink. So, why not OD on me? I'm serious. Why not OD on me? I know. Motherfuckers that, you know, out there don't want my bragging ass to fucking succeed. And I might not. But I also pleasure myself in knowing how many of you gotta admit I do the shit I say. And that's checkmate. If you are not careful, when you start making a lot of money, you can easily be swayed by what your money represents. You got to always remember this. You make money. Money don't make you. Now let me explain crumbs to you. That statement I just made, not only is it true, if you said it at the right moment, it would make you look and feel much bigger than you are. And it would make people move out your way if it was coming through. I know I've done it. What that statement means is whether you have money or not. What you think is much more important is what people perceive of you. Man, word to the wise. And another reason to fuck with Rosebud Bitter Dose. And not them other fucking squares, gurus, or whatever they are. Well, the 30% of the information you need. What they did was capitalize on the fluff about what I talk. Mention getting pussy. And see how many motherfuckers flock to that shit. But that's love. That's what most hosts use to get you to their shows. You know, I don't never talk about getting no goddamn pussy. I mean, I talk about fucking bitches. But I don't talk about getting pussy. I try not to use fluff because the real shit I kick is with those fluff users cannot and will not ever be able to talk about. Because they're not about it. It's on them, not in them, like it is with me. Who you gonna call? Man, the luxuries of a real G. While you're preparing for your date, I have done shit, quite a bit of shit, for a 24-hour period, which mine is about to end, and I'm about to go to bed. But since my, you know, 24 is whenever I want it to be, it starts and ends with me. Now, people, you got to understand what dope is. It's something that makes or compels you to do something. Well, not something, it. It compels you to do it. My life is pure dope. Because not only does it compel me to live it, I'm fucking hooked on it. Sometimes I wish I was one of those dudes who get off on likes. Because I used to get hella likes on the shit I say. I don't even pay attention to that kind of shit. I really don't. Actually, I don't be on Facebook no more. I get off on comments. That's why we won't even say shit on my show. I like to see what the fuck your response is to what I said. Anybody can write some shit and sound tough. But you see, don't nobody call on here faking like they tough. Because I bust them out. I don't give a fuck if they're tough. You want to know why? It's because I really and truly care. I fucking care about you. I don't give a fuck if you like what I say, but I care like fuck about what I said made you think. How can I know how you think if you don't write a comment or if you don't call in and say, shit, I can't. That's why fuck a like in my goddamn books, and fuck listeners in my goddamn book if you ain't commenting. It's easy to get on the wagon and ride. There's something quite different if you're driving that wagon and you're responsible for the goddamn tour. We are all equipped with the same tools at birth. That's a mind to incorporate all things we learn and an ability to make what we learn work for us. Now, what's difficult? This for each of us to keep our individual lives separate from the rest of the goddamn world's population's lives. If you take the time to seriously concentrate on your fucking life, you will see the only way you can help me or assist anyone is to know who the fuck you are and what you want out of your your life. Figure that out if you didn't figure out one of the greatest puzzles on earth. After all, that is all life is. Figuring out the pieces of the puzzle that applies to you. Now, I'm going to tell you this, then I'm going to go. The other night, I went to get some shrimp. I ordered and went back out to my car late for my food. This badass motherfucking bitch pulled in. She had a little, not a little car, but it was one of them smaller Cadillacs. And I was in my caddy, and I noticed her in my windows. You know, they get it dark. So I raised my windows down before she got out, and when she got out, I spoke to her. 216, what's up, man?
What's up, bud? Hey, this Huck Finn from Cleveland, Ohio. Man, I wish I called a little later. I wanted to catch the rest of that story you was about to kick. But look, let me say this real quick. How does this feel to have been through everything you've been through, gone through everything you've gone through, you know what I'm saying, and being able to sit back in the evening of your life a little bit later? You're not in prison. You're not strung out. You healthy. You get to play with your grandkids. But just, can you speak on that, man? You know, the feeling, how it feels, just the, you know, that freedom.
Well, bro, let me tell you something. You see how I feel. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you should see. I'm saying you see, I do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. My day is about to end when I get through with this, and I'm going to sleep. And when I wake up, it could be whatever time. It's morning to me. I'm going to get busy. But, you know, when you have designed your life to fit you and is paying you, how do you think you would feel, bro? I feel on top of the damn world. You know,
on top of the world.
My daughter can't ask me for $5 because I'm saying, what is $5 going to do for you? Well, that's all I need, brother. I got to send a 25, 30, whatever, because that's life to me. That's my life. That gives me hella pleasure to be able to think like that and keep my daughter from thinking in that. She could be playing me, you know, but I'm just saying,
sure.
What I call myself doing is keeping her out of that doing anything for money mentality.
Right.
Did I answer you, bro?
You did. You did, sir. Keep on.
I got a couple more calls. 678,
okay.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Speak up, though.
Okay, I just had a couple of questions from, you know, just somebody who, you know, you've been a part of a certain type of life, you know, and I just want to know.
Hey, bro,
like,
listen.
If you want
people to pay attention to you, you got to speak where you can be heard. You don't want people wondering what you're saying. Because the average motherfucker ain't going to say, damn, I didn't hear that. What did you say? Then they didn't miss part of the conversation. I ain't hearing you, man. I'm hearing some of the words. Speak up.
Is this better for you now? Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Just go ahead, man. Go ahead with
your question. I basically just wanted to ask you So, like, what do you feel like we should, our goals should be as just a community? Because I seen your title. I had just actually clicked in, and it just said obligation. So what do you feel like our goals should be as, like, just everybody as a collective? Should we just worry about us and just our families?
Bro,
should we even
try
to?
I'm saying is this, bro. And you got to understand this. As a collective, we got to start thinking progressive. We think very regressive. Now, you got to understand, I'm 70. When I was like 13 or something, and women had boyfriends or whatever that lived with them, but they was on welfare. Every so often the welfare would come back. And when the welfare came back, they would call you and tell you, we'll be there in 15, 20 minutes. And if you got a man living in your house, every single thing that has to do with a man got to be disappeared when they can't see it, or else they cutting your welfare off. So what I'm saying is they fucking tying dudes' hands. They tying the woman's hands. They making you have to live on whatever that amount was. And if you don't comply, then you are a fucking bum. But listen.
Right, but when... go ahead, I'm sorry.
They fucking do surveys and shit and see that black men ain't in the home. And what they say? They fucking absent fathers. They don't say them niggas is trying to stay out the way because they going to make it where they can't live if the nigga live there. They don't say none
of
most that.
Most of us really be with our baby mothers. We just don't really have enough money to actually get married. You feel
Bro,
me? And we feel like we're not
listen
going
to. Me,
to but, yes, sir. But also I wanted to
just go ahead, man, and keep talking
said,
because you don't want to know shit. You know everything already.
Just go ahead and say what you got to say, man. I wanted to ask you also about something that you just said.
You don't want to ask me shit. You already know the answer.
Okay. Right. So can you expound a little bit more on what our obligation should be and what should we expect?
Hey, bro, you said that five minutes ago when I started talking, you cut me off. And when I told you cut me off, you cut me off from telling you that.
Well, all I was saying about the welfare thing is
who gives a fuck what
like a real man.
Hey, a real motherfucker, go get our own money, right? Go to court, fight for your motherfucking rights, win all your rights, and the bitch gonna do whatever she wanna do. Then that bitch I did that with 3 years traveling the court, paying for attorneys, doing all that goddamn shit. I won 100% of my rights, and that bitch moved to Montana. And if I wanted to do anything, I'd have to start all over in Montana. Just like I had to go from Orange County to Thousand Oaks for 3 years, which is 100 miles. Then I got to go back and forth every court date. Didn't miss one, and the bitch did that. How the fuck you going to tell me shit about what a motherfucker could do?
I'm just wondering, like, as you know, somebody who's seen, you know,
I've talked to in a long time. You can't even say what you want. You got to explain.
I'm kind of driving.
You
got to
explain what you want to say before you even
yelling
say
over
it.
Me. I can't even talk. I really want to have a conversation with you because I fuck with
either,
the information.
Either I'm talking over you like you talking over me, and we ain't having a conversation because of it, and I didn't tell you this 3 or 4 times, and you keep doing it, so I guess what I should do is just get off from you. 839, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Nothing. What's happening with you, bro?
Ain't nothing much, man. Fuck that other shit, man. I know that guy dog conversation was kind of, you know what
I'm
saying?
It ain't nothing,
man.
Come on, let's go with you.
Word. I had a question about bar activity, when you know what I'm saying? When you sitting down at a bar, your bar etiquette.
Go ahead.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Say you goddamn talking to a female, you know what I'm saying? There's other females there, you know what I'm saying? They talking slick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, they move or whatever. It's a whole lot of things going on, and they ain't really my scene. So I had a question really about, you know what I'm saying, what you was talking about earlier, you know what I'm saying? What it is you do, man, I be feeling like it's the gift of gab. Like, you talk about a certain subject.
Hey, bro, stop. Let me tell you something. Do you see how hard it is for you to just ask whatever the fuck it is you want to ask? That's because you don't believe nothing you about to say. You scared to say it because whatever the fuck it is you want to ask, you haven't asked it yet. What is it that you want to ask?
I wanted to ask you about the gift of gab, man.
What about it?
Like, how you, you know what I'm saying? I know how you get it, do it over and over and over again, but...
Stop right there. Stop right there. If you know that, is that what you do?
Yeah, I done did it a few times. Like, I work on my voice.
Bro, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm sure you talk to women. What I'm saying is, if you know that you got to do it over and over and over in order to develop the talent of having the gift of gab, you wouldn't be talking about, yeah, I do it all the time. You would be saying, man, I get it every bitch I see, no matter what. And you'd be letting me know you'd be putting that shit to work. And you don't. So that's why you don't have it. It's plain and simple. But it's hard for you motherfuckers to take the truth. You want what you're saying to be override and come off right. It is fucked up wrong. I don't give a fuck how long you take to let me say whatever the fuck I got to say. You ain't finna throw me off with that bullshit begging. I do it all the time. Yeah. Okay, bro. If that's what you want to believe. Now, hey. What you got to say now?
I just goddamn need more practice, man. That's it. I do it all the time.
Hey, bro, that's all you need. That's all you need, and you need to be able to take the truth. Fuck all that bullshit you doing. Ask your question. Get the answer. If you believe it, go for it. And if you don't go for it. That's life. And you motherfuckers need to quit being scared. Ain't nobody gonna hold your hand. Ain't nobody gonna make it easy for you to talk. That's why I want motherfuckers calling in. Because you can't even talk. You won't go talk to the bitch that's sitting over there by herself, sipping a drink, because there's two or three other motherfuckers around her, and you don't want them to hear you talk. Scary-ass motherfuckers. When you fuck with Sidewalk University, you don't ever get to talk to me by yourself. Somebody always listening to your ass.
It's more girls. If it's more girls than it is dudes, man, it's a different
Who
kind of...
Who gives a fuck? You.
You're right.
That's right. I wouldn't give a fuck if it was bitches or if it was dudes or if it was the goddamn police.
Damn,
I don't care. I'm going over there and say, if it's the police, I'm going to go over there and say what I got to say, and I'll make sure I don't say nothing to make these motherfuckers want to pay attention, because I already know they're going to pay attention because I'm there. I want them to hear me talk. Motherfucker, you don't hear me saying nothing. Drink your drink and go on about your goddamn business. I'm a motherfucker. That's me. Period.
That's that shit I chase. I chase that shit, man. I got a dog on. I'm going to start talking to everyone I see, though, for real.
Hey, what good is it going to do you if you don't know what to say?
Exactly. I ain't trying to say how you doing. I ain't trying to go on no weak shit.
Hold on, bro. I'm not asking you what you're doing. I'm saying I know for a fact you don't know what a conversation is. What is it?
I'm trying to take her someplace.
No, man, don't think of nothing for me. Answer the goddamn question. What is a conversation?
Basically just a goddamn we communicating, me and her, one after the other.
Hey, a conversation is a communication tool or a weapon. Depending on how you use it, it can be a tool and it can assist you in getting what you want. And also depending on how you use it, it can be a weapon and back motherfuckers off you without you having to do shit but talk. And if you know that, you'll know how to use it because you'll choose what you're saying. Like a real nigga do. A real motherfucker don't say shit and don't know what the fuck he's saying like you crazy motherfuckers. You can't talk to me talking some kind of bullshit philosophy that you don't even practice. Because I practice all mine.
I practice.
And I ain't scared to let you talk.
The process. It's a process, like you say. Process, man.
Hey, so what should that be telling you?
Just get to work, basically.
Get with the process, brother, so you can see some motherfucking results. I talk hella shit, but I ain't lying to you. I ain't wrong. I just believe what I'm saying and ain't going for no shit. And if you believe what I'm saying and do it, you will see. I ain't bullshitting. You are.
Word. Your shit will be the same. Your shit will be the same if you was in a grocery store or in the club. Like, same. It'd be the same way you get at a broad.
Well, why would I change?
Because there's a different scenario. Like, it's...
No, it's a different it's a different environment. The scenario is the same. I'm at the bitch.
Exactly.
The environment is different. I noticed that when I went in there. Didn't even see the bitch. I know I'm in a store. So as soon as I see that bitch, my mind has already went to the store environment. And I'm thinking nothing but that shit to get at the bitch. Just like if we was at a gas station. Just like if we was motherfucking at a concert. Just like if we was at a club. Soon as I see the bitch and get ready to talk, my mind is wherever we at. Because I'm a chameleon. I'm not no one-sided motherfucker. Shit. You guys ain't sharp. I'm sharp. Period. Alright?
Hell
I'm
yeah.
Gone. All right, you guys. Now listen to this shit. This is real shit. I don't really care if you like what I say. But I fucking care about, you know, what I said made you think. Because if you don't think about shit and share what you think, how do you know if you're thinking correctly? You just guess you're thinking correctly. And you go with it. And you've been going with it for, let's say you're 25. You've been going with it for the past 7 years. Every time you go out, you think the same shit. You do the same shit. You get the same results. And you go out and do it next weekend too. You're going to do it in a year from now. That is the absolute definition of stupidity. If you want to keep being stupid, that's on you. You got to understand. Like I was going to tell you about this broad. I pulled into this cafe, market, whatever. Went in and ordered. And I seen baby take a double take. So I raised my window down. And as she was getting out, I tooted my horn. Then I motioned her to come over. And as she was approaching, I said, after you order, if you give me 15 minutes of your time, you might find yourself to be at a point of no return. Baby smiled broadly. And I was about... She was just about to reach my car. And when I said, you ain't gonna believe this shit. I said, my name is Rosebud. Then before I could finish, she said, the pimp? Now, I was gonna say some snippy bitch. But before I could, that bitch turned around, rushed to her car, and pulled off. Did not even order. I cracked up to myself, but I said to myself, that's what I get from wanting to go down in history. Shit. I know I ain't the only motherfucker. I know there's somebody out there besides me that wants to go down in history. I claimed from the very beginning of my motherfucking street life that one day motherfuckers is going to read about me. There wasn't going to be in no obituary. And I meant that when I said it, whatever, 40 years ago. But I mean it now when I repeat it. I'm going down in history. As someone who contributed, not just to the street life, but to the world. Just watch and see if I wrote my books. I wrote 20. the games I invented for children, I got three of them. The education I'm sharing with dudes, I got Sidewalk University. I also have quite a few entertainment ventures that hopefully one of them will be, you know, secure at least a mention in history of this shit. You might not realize it, but I have aged gracefully and haven't had a hoe in over 25 years. Now, what's surprising is I'm still doing interviews. It amazes me how many radio stations and hot magazines are still interested in what I got to say about this habitat I live. Now, there must be reasoning behind why they still search me out for these interviews. And you know what I think it is? I think they're still down to speak with me because they know I pimp like a mad Russian. And my pimp hand has forever been ingrained on people's mind. At one time, pimps were great men, worthy of all the praise and accolades we received. In 20 years from now, which few of you will have laid down the path to be remembered? That's what it's all about. We all want to go down in history, being remembered from what we did here on earth. No matter what you think, there will be a few of you who really put it there. And you'll be remembered for what you really have done. I'm going to be remembered because some of the guys I work with start out so insecure that they just need this program that I put together. And they needed it like a schedule. So that's what brought SWU to life. I wasn't into that shit at the time, but I ain't shady, and that shit started me thinking I had something. Lucky you. People are so afraid to make decisions, they would rather a complete stranger to choose important things in their life for them to go by. Fellas, that is no way to begin seeking confidence. At least when you make your mind up to investigate my course. Have your nutsack in place where you can choose the product that you want. It's sad to see motherfuckers with such little confidence they can't even choose products to help themselves. You know what's worse? They don't even see their indecisiveness as a weakness. Shit. All right, you know, let me make sure ain't nobody over here. Okay, 678, what's up?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
You touched on a lot of points that I've been thinking about just then. I just, you know, as an older person, I just want to know, you know, what do you think?
Hey, bro, stop. I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you. 631, what's up? 631, what's up? The other brother that I hung up on, man, come on back, man. But what I'm saying is, will you ask your question and quit fumbling?
I just want to know what is supposed to be expected of us to get what we really want, because we work really hard and we.
Who are you talking about? We.
I mean, me personally, I work really hard, and some of the things that I really want in my life, it just seems like they're getting further and further away, and I just want to.
Hey, bro, stop. Let me answer that question for you. You know why that's the case? It's because all you do is want it. Everybody wants shit. Very few motherfuckers go get it. Very few motherfuckers want something and devise a way to go get it. And you one of them. Because all you do is want. And you're going to keep wanting. Next year, you're going to be wanting. The year after that, you're going to be wanting. And it's going to be farther away because you started wanting it 5 years ago. How long you going to want something, bro? You know how long I want something? About 15 seconds. And after that, I go get it. period. 631, what's going on with you? Do you want to talk or not? Okay, you guys, I'm gone.